Carol Spinney, puppeteer, cartoonist, author, and speaker most famous for playing Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street from its inception in 1969 until 2018, died on Sunday, December 8th at the age of 85. In 2016, Joe Donahue spoke with a legendary Muppeteer in advance of a screening of the documentary about Spinney's career entitled I Am Big Bird. We'll share portions of that interview now in memoriam.
Just look at me, I'm way up high. I knew someday I'd get to fly. I'm flying.
You sure are, Big Bird.
Oh yes, I'm flying.
When a performer's work is intentionally hidden behind or beneath the characters they create, the artist is granted a kind of anonymity. Spinney spoke about what that was like for him.
I was kind of used to not being a big star, and I don't need to be. I was really devoted to making these characters come to life, and Big Bird turned out to be a very complex individual who was able to help a lot of children through their childhood.
When you talk about the complexity of Big Bird, what makes Big Bird complex? It's addressed in the documentary that early on this character was kind of a local yokel, and then...
Yeah, that didn't last long, because as we got into the scripts and they learned more, the writers learned more who Big Bird was and what he's like, they started writing more sensitive stuff. That was within the first 2 months, I think he should be a child, not a country yokel who happens to be hanging around the street in the city. That idea was immediately agreed upon. So I lightened up the voice over a matter of about a week. Big Bird's voice is pretty much my voice, except I go a lot higher, and I get sounding like this, pretty much. Huh. And here I am. La, la, la.
But it is a very specific, even a specific age of a child, but pretty much a four to five-year-old child.
Well, when he started, he couldn't read or write, so I decided he was four and a half. But within a year, he was making up little funny poems, and which were little bits on the show. And I said, I think his next birthday, he'll be 6 years old. And ever since then, he's 6 years old. We needed him to stay a child, not grow up and have to join the military or go to college or something.
As you said, this is a complex character. And
yes, because he goes through huge ranges of emotion. Generally, characters are like Mickey Mouse, or which are delightful little characters, but they go through little problems of strife and stuff, but or little journeys in their stories. But Big Bird got to be a lot like the children who are watching. Some of them identified very much with this great creature who is 8 feet two, a child awfully big. I was the smallest child in my class all through school, including most of the girls. And that wasn't easy, particularly with the name Carol. And I would hear things like, Carol, you're still playing with your dolls? I had puppets from the time I was 8 years old. That wasn't easy to take, but I never played with them, and they're not dolls. And it stopped one day when this fellow was hoping to taunt me and impress the girls. He said, that the very line, are you still playing with your dolls? And I said, yeah, last week I gave a show, and I made $25, which in 1949 was a lot of money. And he said, whoa. And he never teased me again.
It was a fateful day when Carol Spinney met Muppet creator Jim Henson. Spinney had given, by his account, a bad performance of a show of his devising that mixed film with puppetry. The presentation was riddled with technical difficulties. But afterward...
I was packing my stuff away after the show, and I hear this voice behind me saying, I liked what you were trying to do, and it turned out it was Jim Henson. And he was very friendly and warm. He explained that he'd had disaster of shows happen to him, too. And he related what they were like and what happened. And so he said, I thought you were very funny in your desperation, and you're good on your feet. So you could probably be great use for us. And the Muppets, we're about to start a new show. Have you heard of it? It's called Sesame Street. I said, I hadn't. And he said, well, you'd be playing two characters every day on the show for me. It'd be Muppets. And I said, oh, my God, I was going to be a Muppeteer. And it was like the golden moment. I was in the right place at the right time.
Carol Spinney, who died this past weekend, had been Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch since 1969 when he retired from Sesame Street in 2018. The documentary about Spinney's career is I Am Big Bird. He spoke with Joe Donahue in 2016.
In the documentary, it's beautifully animated as to how you are in Big Bird and how you operate the puppet and how your hand is above you and how there is a string that allows the hands to move. And you have a pack on the front where you are able to not only see your script, there is a monitor so that you can tell what is going on, and also a microphone that records your voice. There was a lot going on in that costume.
But and of course, at the same time, Big Bird's head is in my hand, way above my head, and that's why he was so tall. And the head, the large puppet head, rises over a foot above the top of my hand, which is bent forward, and my thumb operates the beak. And with my little finger, I move a little lever, and it moves his eyelids open and shut, which are on little clock-like gears inside the eyeballs. That's how I do the show. But I got used to doing the whole thing that way. But I've been doing the show now for 46 years, and we're now starting on our 47th year, and I'm still with them. People who were little children when they first started, they first were born, they were, and they got used to TV. It was me who was doing it back in the, starting in 1969 and the early 70s and all through the years since. And now they have children, and some of them are grandparents, and they have children. So there's actually been three generations who are watching the same man do the same puppets all this time.
And it must be rewarding to think that that character will forever live on.
Yeah, it is. It's great, because the day that Jim hired me, he said, you know, we won't always be here. This was 20 years before he actually died. And I think we should try to learn each other's puppets as much as possible, so that eventually one of us will shine as to replace one of the persons who is no longer here. And, of course, he was the first one we lost, which was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. He was a wonderful guy. He was only 53. And he had a strep infection, and he thought it was like a walking pneumonia. He'd get over it, but it killed him suddenly. Strep infections are very bad. Got into his lungs.
And from that, you learn that as other people were taking on those characters, and again, the characters lived on. But as you stated a moment ago, I mean, you really are the lasting force there of being from the very beginning to the very newest shows we see now.
Yes, I'm the only one left from the original cast as far as puppets go. Frank Oz is alive, but when Jim died, he decided to retire from the Muppets because it just broke his heart so much. All our hearts were broken.
Joe Donahue spoke with Carol Spinney in 2016. The puppeteer who brought Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, and others to Sesame Street died Sunday. He was 85.
Friendly faces, a smile to greet me, or just a simple hello, how are you? Oh, without them, I'm so blue. There's only one thing that will do to make this heartache end, to be back home again.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.